Foreign ministers from Britain and six of its former colonies are in Nigeria's capital today for talks to resolve the land issue crisis in Zimbabwe. For the past 18 months, black activists backed by Zimbabwe's government have violently seized land from white farmers. The land grab has wrecked Zimbabwe's economy and caused unease on the continent. President Robert Mugabe says it's a case of redressing colonial wrongs. Internationally, it's become a matter of human rights. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Nigeria's capital, Abuja. Ivan, what's expected to be gained from this conference?
I don't think there are any expectations for a breakthrough today, Bob. There have been a lot of angry words between Britain and Zimbabwe. Britain's been one of the most vocal critics of this land seizure program, calling it a human rights violation. Zimbabwe's responded in kind, calling this a case of the foreign colonial master, Britain, trying to re-exert some kind of colonialism, painting the issue as blacks versus whites. But the fact is this land seizure program, which at times can be quite violent, has attracted international condemnation. The European Parliament this week passed a resolution to impose sanctions against Mugabe's government, so expectations are quite low. The main sticking point is land seizure and redistribution. Zimbabwe's been doing this for a year and a half, and I don't think anybody believes a day or two of talks here in Abuja will bring this policy to an end.
So Zimbabwe's not willing to negotiate?
Yesterday, Zimbabwe announced it had accepted a deal to start buying some of the land it had just been taking from white farmers. It's asking for Britain to help pay for that land. Britain said, maybe we'll pay for it. We could help you with that, but you have to clear up this human rights issue first. That's a sign, right before these talks today, that perhaps Zimbabwe is starting to take international criticism into consideration.
What's the concern in the rest of Africa over this?
Zimbabwe was once considered one of the most stable countries in Southern Africa, with a large tourist industry. Today, it's practically an international pariah. Last month, Southern African states announced they were concerned about the crisis going on in Zimbabwe. The head of South Africa's central bank said the wheels have come off the country. And the fact is the economy has gone through the floor for almost 3 years now, with unemployment going up and trade has dried up. And it's hurting South Africa's currency, the rand. It's hurting business in the region. There's also fear that blacks in South Africa, which has very complicated race relations, could begin to imitate some of these land seizures that have been going on in Zimbabwe. So next week, South African heads of state will be traveling to the Zimbabwe capital, Harare, to meet with President Robert Mugabe to discuss this very crisis.
Nigeria is hosting this conference. Is there any hope Nigeria can mediate some kind of agreement?
Nigeria has a lot of credibility in Africa as one of the superpowers of the African continent. Zimbabwe has a lot of respect for Nigeria, which stood up for black opposition movements in southern Africa in the face of white-ruled minority regimes. Nigeria is also going through a democratic phase right now, and it's close with Britain and the U.S. So if there's anybody who can get these two countries to sit down, Zimbabwe and Britain, especially given the complicated relations over the past year or so, it could be Nigeria.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Abuja, Nigeria.